Yeah, I would make one more point, and that is the unconventional weapons that some of these cartels are now coming into possession of. We are increasingly concerned that these cartels are now in possession not just of landmines and grenade. We're now seeing the deployment of drone technology by narco-terrorist groups operating out of Venezuelan territory, in many cases into Colombia. Imagine drones in the hands of these narco cartels threatening nation states, threatening security forces. So that's something else we're going to have to focus on. The President of the United States has determined that narco-terrorist organization pose a threat to the national security of the United States. I don't need to explain to you why. They are traffickers of people. They are traffickers of deadly drugs. They are traffickers of all kinds of illicit means. And they use the money that they generate to destabilize governments in the region, which in and of itself then poses a threat to the United States. So he has designated for what they are. They are narco-terrorist organizations. These are not stockbrokers. These are not real estate agents who on the side deal a few drugs. These are organized, corporate structured organizations who specialize in the trafficking of deadly drugs into the United States of America. They pose an immediate threat to the United States, period. If you're on a boat full of cocaine or fentanyl or whatever headed to the United States, you're an immediate threat to the United States. And the president, under his authority as commander-in-chief, has a right under exigent circumstances to eliminate imminent threats to the United States. And that's what he did yesterday in international waters. And that's what he intends to do. We're not going to sit back anymore and watch these people sail up and down the Caribbean like a cruise ship. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen anymore. Yeah, I would make one more point, and that is the unconventional weapons that some of these cartels are now coming into possession of. We are increasingly concerned that these cartels are now in possession not just of landmines and grenade. We're now seeing the deployment of drone technology by narco-terrorist groups operating out of Venezuelan territory, in many cases, into Colombia. Imagine drones in the hands of these narco cartels threatening nation states, threatening security forces. So that's something else we're going to have to focus on.